Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
It's been a minute since we talked to the mighty Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline, or really any hotline for that matter. But here, of course, it is always the West Her Hotline. Glad to have you with us here on a Monday. And Paul Hamilton joins me now live on said West Her Hotline. Paul, what's shaking, man? How are you?
Willis Reed, Walt Frazier, Dave DeBuscher, Bill Bradley, and Dean Memminger.
Paul, are you on another line talking to someone? Like, what?
Well, I just heard in the sports that the last time the New York Knicks won the championship was 1973.
Okay. Good job. Yeah, good. I was eight. All right. Yeah. Good deal. All right.
Guys like Walt Frazier and Willis Reed.
Yeah. Been a minute.
Dave DeBuscher.
Yeah, no, I remember all of them. I mean, I can't give you a chapter and verse on them all, but I
against Jerry West.
Yeah. Well, Paul, thanks. Do you hate Mitch Marner?
I don't like the idea. He might be a very nice person. He's a very good offensive hockey player, but he's not what the Buffalo Sabres need. I mean, the Buffalo Sabres were 10th in the league in scoring at 3.23 goals per game. If you got up to 3.26 goals per game, they're seventh in the league in scoring. I mean,
Mitch Marner can do that for him, Paul.
What the problem with the Buffalo Sabres is they're 29th in the league in defense, and they have goaltenders that can't make a big save at a big time for them, and they need players that can jump into your top six. I have a better idea than Mitch Marner. How about Sam Bennett or Marchand, who have won cups, who can play in your top six, who can play offensively and defensively, can upset the other team? They will get the other team upset instead of the Sabres having to react. Other teams will have to react to the Sabres. That's the types of players that they need, and they're winners. You know, they're winners. They can play both ends of the ice. They're tough to play against. They score goals in big games. They're leaders. They're not coming to Buffalo. Well, is Mitch Marner
right.
coming to Buffalo?
Yeah, this entire conversation requires a certain level of suspension of disbelief. That like maybe the gyrations aren't even worth the time, but, you know, whatever. Here's the thing about I don't disagree with you about Bennett or Marchand even at this stage. The thing is, I think everyone agrees. Marner is, you know, Paul, I'm trying to get through a day here. Marner. Marner, like, people are, I think, going to overreact to Marner. A part of my thinking is a player that looks flawed in one place, and I recognize Toronto is not Buffalo, okay? So it's not exactly apples and apples. But you've seen guys who acquired reputations for sulking and not being able to pull it together, even though they had a very talented roster and all these different things. They go elsewhere and they fly and they're free. I'm not predicting for sure that will happen with Mitch Marner, but to me, getting out from under Toronto and all the expectations could be extremely good for him. And as far as his, you know, one-sided type player, he was a Selke Trophy finalist 2 years ago. So, and he plays on the penalty kill. This is not just a one-dimensional player entirely.
I disagree. I think he is a one-dimensional player. I think he makes them worse defensively, not better. They'll probably be 30th or whatever defensively. Especially watching him in the playoffs, some of the things he's done defensively in the playoffs, I'm shaking my head. What are you doing? What I mean, you're just wandering around. You're not even paying attention. You know, I've said that out loud as I'm watching him. It's like, what in the world are you doing? And so, to me, you know, I don't care if he was a Selke Trophy candidate or whatever.
It's not whatever. I mean, it's the best defensive forward in hockey. Now, he didn't win it, but to be nominated, was everybody sniffing glue that year? I mean, I don't understand why.
Nominated by what? The Canadian media? Or, you know, I just
– okay.
I'm not on board with it. I'm
all
just
right.
not.
All right.
And I think they become a worse defensive team on a team that has to be better defensively. All right, so he shows up, and instead of being 10th in the league in scoring, you're 7th in the league in scoring or 6th in the league in scoring. Great. Now what? I still don't have a goalie that can make a save. I still don't have a team that plays well defensively. And I've just sunk $12, $13 million into that.
Oh, keep going. 14, 15, whatever. Yeah. Whatever the max is what it would cost anyway.
Paul, can I interest you in a bunch of six-five wins?
That's what I'm after, right?
Yeah. I would rather go with the established winning players that can also score goals, maybe can't get 100 points, but allows me to put Zach Benson in Rochester and put a very decent hockey player into my top six that is going to be good offensively and good defensively and can score the big goal at the big time and have been winners and are abrasive to play against. And I would just rather have that player. I think that's the player the Sabres need a lot more than just, and I'm just going to say it, a one-dimensional offensive type guy.
Well, I love that you have chosen to not respect the Selke Trophy finalist thing because it certainly helps your argument and hurts mine. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I the fact that he plays on the penalty kill and was nominated for that, to me, flies in the face of the reputation.
They don't have anybody else to play in the penalty kill. They got all offensive forwards.
Are you kidding me? Pontius Holmberg can't kill penalties? Jan Kruk or whoever these people are? What are you talking about?
They did change it around this year. They were better defensively this year as a team. That game against Buffalo here in Buffalo, did the Sabres even have a scoring chance all night? I mean, they just shut it down and got great goaltending. So, yeah, they were better defensively this year, definitely. But at the end of the day, when they needed to be good defensively – in a game seven, they certainly weren't.
Holy cow. Paul, we can table the, you know, the Marner thing is going to be there. That is going to be evergreen until July 1st when he signs, you know, with Tampa or whatever's going to happen, wherever he ends up going. Really, though, one last thing. The point to me is the way I phrased it to begin with, like if, because I don't think any of these people are going to be interested in signing with the Buffalo Sabres, like the top, any of the names you mentioned here, Bennett and Marchand, who, again, I'll say it again just in case anyone didn't catch it. I'm sure you did. I agree with you. That style of player is certainly in line with what I need. I'm just saying, if Marner actually wanted to talk to me, I'm not hanging up the phone. Like, I'm not going to feel too proud to take that call and consider signing him, despite him not being the best fit, because I need to do something to change the narrative around this team. And he's, you know, someone that I think could certainly do that. Anyway, Paul, games 5 and 7 in Toronto. Have you – Mike said it great after Game 5 on Wednesday. Thursday in here, he said, it's got to be the worst sporting event you've ever attended if you were there. And I would agree. And then maybe last night only trumps it because you got the Game 6 to give you hope again. And then here comes Game 7, and it's really – I've never seen a team after the handshakes when a series is over gather at center ice to salute the fans and get booed. I mean, that was brutal. I'm not saying they didn't deserve it. I mean, those two games, Paul, I just can't even explain it.
And the thing about it is, it's not just this year. I mean, it keeps happening over and over and over and over again. And it's so that's, I think, what makes it even worse, that you've got guys that perform very well in the regular. I mean, Austin Matthews is one of the best goal scorers in the National Hockey League in the regular season. And then he gets to the playoffs, and where is he? We need a goal. It's game five. It's game seven. Where is he? Where are all these guys?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that are very, very good in the regular season. And as we said, they were a better defensive team this year. Thinking, okay, we've made ourselves better defensively. We have a goaltender that's playing very, very well for us. Unfortunately, that goaltender got hurt, but Wolk wound up with a shutout along the way, and I don't think he's as good as Stolarz was, but I'm not sure Stolarz would have changed this around. We don't know. We'll never know. But that's the thing. I think that's what makes it worse. It just keeps happening over and over and over again, and if you're the Toronto Maple Leafs trying to figure out what are you going to do, what makes you think sticking with it is going to make a change all of a sudden?
So what do you think moving forward here? Not for the Leafs entirely. I mean, I think their decisions will be largely made for them by guys hitting the market, though I guess maybe Tavares might want to stay, and they'll have a choice to make there if they want to keep going down that road. Really will depend on whether they can attract one of the players you've mentioned here, because Sam Bennett seems like a perfect ready-made replacement for Tavares on the free agent market. Should he get to the market, we'll see how that all shakes out. But we've got Florida and Carolina in the East, Dallas and Edmonton in the West. Three of the four from last year. Only the Rangers were in the Carolina spot last year. What do you think of the field left?
It's interesting that in the NHL, the overall placement of these teams, you got Team 5 in Dallas, Team 9 in Edmonton, Team 10 in Carolina, Team 11 in Florida. And even in the NBA, you do have Team 1 in Oklahoma City. But then you got to go down to Team 5 with the Knicks, Team 6 with Indiana, and Team 10 with Minnesota. So in both leagues, the higher seeds for the most part are than in Oklahoma City, yep, and in Dallas if you want it. It just goes to show you, you know, and Tampa did the same thing. Tampa didn't care if they won the division. They didn't care if they won the President's Trophy or any of that kind of stuff. It's like, let's get ready for the playoffs. That's what the regular season. For those teams, it's an 82-game preseason. It's like, let's make sure we get in the playoffs, but we don't care where we get in. Let's just play, you know? And Florida's 11th. Are they the 11th best team in the National Hockey League? No. But that's the way they hung out, and that's what Tampa did for those years, too. They just hung out, made the playoffs. They didn't care. It doesn't really matter if you're home ice or not. I mean, the road team wins quite a bit in the playoffs, and I think that's what we're seeing now is teams, you know, good teams are just like, yeah, that's nice to win the President's Trophy. Congratulations. We don't care. We want to hang the big banner up there, and we're going to get ready to play for that big banner, and I think that's what we're seeing now. As far as Carolina, I feel like Jacques Lemaire has re-entered the league. Probably would rather do chores in the backyard than watch Carolina play.
I hated every minute of that Washington-Carolina series that I watched. I even would say, like, Owen would be in the kitchen, you know, grabbing something to drink or whatever. I'd be like, I hate watching these teams play. This is terrible.
And I understand, and people are right. Well, they win.
Yeah.
They haven't won the cup yet, but they're in the top four.
Yeah.
So it's working for them to play this way. It worked for the New Jersey Devils as Jacques Lemaire systematically ruined the National Hockey League by winning a couple of Stanley Cups that way and then making other teams think, well, we got to play that way. No, we don't have to play that way. Why don't we just play some hockey that we actually can enjoy instead of playing that way? And Carolina plays that way, and if they happen to win the Stanley Cup, then all of a sudden, here we go.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going right back to Jacques Lemaire and the Devils. Fire Lindy Ruff and get Jacques Lemaire in here and hire, Lou Lamoriello, and here we go. And, you know, it's just I just do not enjoy watching Carolina play at all.
Paul, that's coming across. Paul Hamilton on the West Hurt Hotline here for a few more minutes. How do you feel about the Amerks at this point, Paul? 1-1, and what are we, Wednesday, Friday again?
Yeah, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, if necessary.
All in Laval. Yeah.
I know fans are going to say stop making excuses for them, but watching game one, I got just what I expected. The Amerks hadn't played in 13 days. You know, Levi's leaving rebounds out in the slot, and they're not good defensively. It's a 5-4 game. It's just not Amerks hockey. I mean, they just had to get themselves back into playoff form and back going again. And by game two, it was back. They played very well, even in the first period. They limited opportunities for Laval, played very, very well. I mean, Laval had 7 shots in the first period. I think 3 of them came in the last 30 seconds. I think they had 4 before that. By the end of the day, Levi only had to look at 19 shots. Even though he gave up 3, there were tips and things like that. I don't think really you would have blamed him on any of the goals. He played well. I mean, he was back to being what we had seen him throughout the season, and the Amerks were back playing the way they're very capable. And let's face it, I mean, Laval had the best record in the American Hockey League. You're not going to win 3 straight games there. They had to win that game at home, game 2, and they did a great job. You watch the 4 goals that they scored, all guys going to the net, multiple guys at the net, guys like Isak Rosén. I mean, he's on the wall. He wins 3 battles going to the net and then just keeps the puck alive in the crease. He just sticks his stick in there and keeps it alive so Rusick can tap it into the net. And there's Rusick at the net too. And it's just like that's what you want to see, you know. You know, what is Rosén, about 175 pounds soaking wet? But, he's up against a 200-pound guy winning battles all the way to the net, and that's the way they scored their goals, and that's the way they play. Mike Leone has that team playing very, very well, and it'll be now it just becomes a best 2 out of 3, unfortunately, for the Amerks, all 3. Well, maybe not unfortunately, because the Amerks are one of the better road teams in the American Hockey League. So they're comfortable playing on the road. So maybe it's not that big of a deal for them to have to go there and win 2 out of 3 games.
How much, like Laval, the season series, we had Kevin Aklubja on Friday, Paul, and he mentioned how the season series had been very heavily in favor of Laval. Mm-hmm. And I wondered, and I think I brought this up with you last week when we started to have an idea about what the field looked like and who they might be matching up with here, whether physically they would be able to handle it. And is there somewhat of a mismatch there between these two teams, or is it not that pronounced?
No, they're a bigger team, and they're not as goony and rough and tough as Syracuse is. That was a good start for Rochester to play them, because it's just a goon squad. I mean, it looks you think like you're watching some version of Slapshot watching them, and the Amerks stood up. The Amerks basically said, go ahead, you guys hit us in the back of the head and take us head first into the wall. We'll score on the power play, and we'll beat you in 3 games, and you guys can then go home. And that's basically what happened. You know, Syracuse didn't stop playing like that. Rochester couldn't have cared less. And they played their game, and they won in 3 games. And that's what I saw in game 2 there and game 1. They didn't back down in game 1. But game 2 also, it's not – Laval isn't – They're big, and they'll slap you around a little bit, but they're not like Syracuse. And, the Amerks are fine with it. They stood up to it. As I said, they're right in there with the scrums. They're not backing down to anything. They're at the net, which got them four goals and then an empty netter because they're at the net. They don't care if you get cross-checked or whatever. It's like, fine, you do what you have to do, we'll do what we have to do, and we'll let our skill take over.
Did you enjoy the Subway Series, Paul?
Yes, I actually was taping the game yesterday so I could watch it after the hockey game, so I didn't know that Bellinger had hit a grand slam to like 1:30 in the morning when I was sitting there watching it. So that was fun to see. That would be a great World Series.
What impressive. You avoided the result of your favorite baseball team's game until, what, 11:30 at night? That's incredible.
Well, I just stay off Twitter. I don't need to be on Twitter as I'm watching a hockey game.
But what about all my witty observations, Paul?
Well, I catch up eventually, but I got to be done with the baseball game before I can start catching. You know, I do that. I do that sometimes with Bills games. You know, I've actually been on the road when a Bills game has started, and basically have been able to avoid the result till I get home that night, and can watch the game and have no idea what happened in the game. It's not easy to do, especially with our guys around you that are interested in the game.
Right.
But I have pulled that off before to be able to do that. And sometimes I hate commercials. So sometimes on a Sunday, like a road game starts at 1 o'clock, I'll go shopping, go get groceries or whatever. And then, you know, I'm DVR in the game. And when I get home, about, I don't know, 2:15, 2:30, I kick off. And then I can fast forward through commercials and everything. And basically, by the time I'm done, I finish the game around the same time everybody else does. But,
Listen to this guy.
Well, Twitter is not my favorite thing in the world. So staying off Twitter is not a hard thing for me to do. So especially on a football game like that, stay off Twitter.
I am like you on Bills game days for sure. Like the game starts and I try not to be there because, you know, everything is the worst thing that's ever happened. You know, as soon as there's a 3-and-out or whatever. And I just, that overreaction, I don't need that in my brain space, generally speaking. So I try to avoid that while the game is on, obviously.
And, you know, with Bills fans, the Bills have never committed a penalty in the history of the franchise. And you know, that's fine. But to me, the refereeing is just horrendous in the NHL. It's in the NFL. And it's horrendous for everybody. I mean, I can sit there and pick out, you know, a lot of penalties that the Bills should have gotten or a lot of penalties that the Sabres should have gotten. And a lot of penalties that didn't go their way, too. It's horrendous refereeing.
Well,
so I don't need to read about how the Bills got screwed by the referees and all that. No, everybody gets screwed by the referees, not just the Bills. The Bills did.
Equal opportunity.
And so did everybody
screwers else. Yeah, right. Well, I wanted to just squeeze in real quick, Paul, that I did not appreciate the Yankee fans being so rude to Juan Soto. So I'm sure you love that, but I didn't feel like that was very polite.
I think he was genuinely surprised
that they treated him that way.
By that game, by that ESPN game, he was basically just standing out there like a deer in headlights. He, you know how he likes to have fun and interact, and he did that in the first game, and it wasn't working. And he started like going out at the last possible second to take his place in the outfield. He'd stay in the dugout. Everybody else is out there warming up, and he's still in the dugout. And just out there, he did not look like he enjoyed it at all out there. And I think he was rather surprised. He got the greeting. I don't know why. I think he was in New York long enough to know how fans react to things out
there. Right, yeah.
But he, to me, maybe I'm wrong, but just looking at him, he seemed genuinely surprised he was being treated that way.
All right, Paul, thanks a lot for this. I'm sure we'll catch up later in the week with the Amherst playing on Wednesday and on Friday. Be well, buddy.
Thanks. Take care.
That's our Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline and his appearances here on WGR, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. We'll hit up a timeout. 803-0550 is the number. You want to talk a little more about something Paul and I talked about. Mitch Marner isn't a free agent idea. Paul likes other ideas more. You know, I don't think any of it's going to be worth much because I don't think any of them are realistic. thus is life as a Sabres fan and observer. 803-0550 is the number. The guest train will continue in about half an hour. Brian Koziel will be with me to pour over the second major of the season, won by Scotty Scheffler yesterday at Quail Hollow outside Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll talk about all that with Brian at 6, but time for your calls between now and then, again, at 803-0550. Mike is off today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.